702. The Worldview.
The Worldview, of course, is not with Adam Gilchrist this morning, but welcome back, John Adderley.
Hi, good morning. Nice to be with you again.
All right, let's talk about the UK and the US agreeing to work together on artificial intelligence. Rishi Sunak is in Washington and has told Joe Biden the UK could be a leader in this area.
Yeah, it was a big moment for Rishi Sunak last night. He had a one-to-one with Joe Biden in the Oval Office and quite a lengthy joint news conference in the White House afterwards. And artificial intelligence was pretty high on the agenda. The Prime Minister announcing that later this year, the UK is going to host the first global AI safety summit. And Rishi Sunak said that AI has an incredible potential to transform our lives for the better. But he says we need to make sure it's developed and used in a way that's safe and secure. And it does seem that the UK is a pretty ideal home for the summit. We've got the US tech giant Palantir making the UK its new European HQ for AI development. And the company's chief executive, Alex Karp, says London is a magnet for the best software engineering talent in the world. Speaking alongside Rishi Sunak at the White House, President Biden was happy for the UK to take the lead on this. And he said the US will work in lockstep with the UK on AI. The US president said it does have the potential to cure cancer, but also the potential to do great damage if it's not controlled. And just a footnote to the talks in Washington, Rishi Sunak's come under quite a lot of fire and criticism for not meeting the Conservative promise to have a US-UK trade deal in place by the end of last year. Instead, they've come up with an economic partnership. It's not the same as a trade deal. And critics are saying, why can't you do a trade deal with the US? You've managed to do it with other countries. Instead, this economic partnership is going to be about dealing with having global economic resilience and economic security, which basically means dealing with, hostile states that have emerged and trying to be more self-sufficient.
Of course, sticking with the artificial intelligence theme, I saw a prediction just this week where an expert was saying before this century is out, there will likely be sapient beings, not quite like us, but able to do what we can as a result of artificial intelligence. So I suppose this is timely. Let's talk now about this awful story in France. I saw Emmanuel Macron tweeting about this.
Yes, President Macron said the nation is in shock after this attack at a playground. Preschool children, so 3-4-year-olds, we think. It's on the front pages of many of the British newspapers this morning because one of the four children is thought to be a 3-year-old British child. And Rishi Sunak said that his thoughts are with those affected by what he called an unfathomable attack. Very dramatic. You may have seen the pictures of the suspect dressed in black and wearing sunglasses, just wandering around the playground. But he had a knife in his hand and he shouted as he went on the attack. And then we also saw pictures of onlookers running and chasing and catching up with him and managing to detain him until the police arrived. So they have made an arrest. It's a Syrian man that they have. He's suspected of severely wounding these four preschool children, including a British national. The mayor of the town of Annecy in the French Alps says that the children do appear to be in a stable condition after they were operated on in hospital. And surgeons also treated an adult who was attacked. We don't know if that was one of the onlookers who went to confront the attacker. Police say that this suspect has refugee status in Sweden and he'd been in France since separating from his wife and 3-year-old child. So, yeah, it feels like it could be a grievance attack. A French prosecutor saying there's no apparent terrorist motive. But it's just another example, isn't it, of how, the most idyllic, peaceful setting of kids playing in a playground with their friends and parents looking on, in the blink of an eye can turn into a scene of horror. But, sadly, no tragedies out of it.
John, scientists...
Gladly, I should say.
yes, indeed. John, scientists are telling us to brace ourselves for record temperatures next year. How dramatic will it be?
Yes. Well, pretty dramatic. They think that next year is going to be the hottest on record because of what's known as El Niño. I think this is something that we've heard about over the last few decades. It comes up every 2 or 7 years, apparently. And researchers in the United States are saying that this natural phenomenon has now officially begun. You get warm water rising to the surface of the Pacific. pushing heat into the atmosphere. And this latest forecast apparently is going to bring, I'm afraid, further drought to Africa and Australia, more rain to the southern United States, and weakening India's monsoon. So some quite dramatic effects. And scientists reckon that this year's version of El Nino is going to push 2024 past 2016 as the world's hottest year, adding, of course, to a planet that's already been warming under climate change. And we had another example, didn't we, of the impact of climate change in the US. Those dramatic pictures of really an orange skyline, wasn't it, across parts of the United States, caused by the wildfires up the road in Canada. And Joe Biden said that was a stark reminder of the impacts of climate change. But something we've all got to get used to and do our own bits to try and tackle it if we can.
Isn't it extraordinary that there are still climate deniers among us? John Adderley, we'll leave it there for this morning's World.